actually, before I start with the welcome, I just want you to visualize for a minute your display and the table that you're doing it at. When you talk to your hostess in kitchen, in new consultant or new hostess coaching, as soon as you've booked that class, there's several steps in coaching, and one of them is to give her a hostess packet and to coach her and go through that hostess packet with her. You can do that over the telephone, or you can do it right there when you book her. But one of the things you want to know is, where is this going to be held at? Is it going to be at your house or her house? When I had little kids and toys were all over, I wanted to go out of my house. I didn't want to have to worry about my kids crying, and I didn't want to have to clean house. So I always wanted to go to their house. But now that I'm a little older, my kids are gone, and I've got everything here that I need, and it's just much easier for me not to go out. I like them to come here. But one of the thoughts I have to always remember when I have them come to my house is, are their friends going to be comfortable coming to my house, or are their friends going to be more comfortable going to their house? So in certain situations, it's better for me to actually go to their house, because that's where her friends congregate, and you may have more higher attendance and that sort of thing. So packing up to go to a class is a whole nother CD. So we'll talk about that another time. But when you're at the table, if you're at her home, you want to have already discussed, where is this going to be held? What kind of a table does she have available to you? I can't count how many times I didn't do that, didn't make myself clear. I just, you assume that everybody knows what's going to happen. And there have been times I have walked into the class all excited about doing this class, and they expected me to do it in the living room, and they set the little trays on their lap, and or maybe they have a coffee table, but oftentimes they don't. They sit on the floor. Then you're sitting on the floor. Lord, I am too old to be sitting on the floor anymore. So you young things out there, it's okay. But, we want a table, for pity's sakes. But had I told them that? No. And that's why I ended up in a situation like that. It's all down to coaching. Now, if they don't have a table, you might go to some young college-age girl who's just, or maybe just out of college, and she's, in her first apartment, and she doesn't even own a table. Was that ever your situation? It was mine. I remember when I didn't own a table. And then for years I had a card table. So I remember as a brand new consultant, my second class, it was young girls like that. They were just young working women, 19 years old. They didn't have a table. And I carried up three flights of stairs in this apartment complex, a table and four chairs. So, you need to find out what kind of facilities you have. But let's assume she's got a kitchen table or a dining room table, something like that. You want to know about the lighting. Does she have lights? If she doesn't have lights, you can go to Walmart. And you can purchase, it's in the hardware section, or maybe it's automotive. And it's called clamp lamps. And it's one of those silver, big silver lamp things that has a clamp on the... guys use it when they hook it above the hood of their car when they're looking down into the engine, It's a clamp lamp. And you can find it. They're just $2, very inexpensive. Then you want to buy the new light bulbs that they've got that are the true light. It's like outdoor light. And if you have two of those lamps, you can clamp it to curtains or to a door, or lots of different places, and shine those lights down and actually have some great lighting. And I've been to many homes where they had us do it at either a dining room table or even a kitchen table, where the lighting might be great for some romantic dinner, but it certainly was not good for a facial. Okay, and then after you've got what your table's like and your lamps, you find out in kitchen coaching how many are coming, and you should know that also from pre-profiling. And so you can set up the trays. Now, I have always pre-filled my trays. But you know what? I tried it the other night without doing that, just setting the trays and mirrors around on placemats. I've got some placemats that I've laminated that I made. I think it's on my training page of my website. It's like the best deal, although I'm not using that best deal anymore, but it's still something to protect the table. Or you can get some pretty little pink placemats or whatever from Walmart and have something to protect the wood on her table. Just classes up your table just a little bit. And then set out your trays. And you don't even have to pre-fill them. If you will just put the trays out there, and then as you're wanting them to try the 3-in-1 cleanser, you pass the tube around and let them squirt a little into the tray. And you can maybe seat all of your combination and oily people on one side of the table and your normal and dry on the other side, so you know which direction to pass the tube and have them squirt. And then when it comes time to put on day solution, you know, pass that little bottle, and they tell them to squirt one squirt into their hand. Don't let them touch the applicator. You know, we want to keep this very sanitary, so make sure you're watching that. If you've got plenty of room to move around the table, which is wonderful if you do, because you don't want to stand in one spot when you're doing a class. You want to move and touch them on a shoulder and, you know, interact with the people a little bit more. But sometimes you get in a tight place where there's no room to do that. But if you can do it, then you can just quickly go around and squirt. And that way you're not pre-filling trays and maybe somebody doesn't come and because of that, I don't want to waste a tray. I don't fill them until the people are there. Well, then they're sitting and visiting, and you're spending 15, 20 minutes getting all these trays ready. I found it's much faster to pass it around. They're also getting to touch the product. They feel that day solution in their hand. And any time you can get your customers touching and holding the product, they're more apt to buy it. They take ownership of it. What they have done, you know, in all this psychological studies of shopping, I learned this in college in one of my family economics classes. In the grocery stores, for instance, the most expensive items, the things they want you to buy, are at eye level. Not high, not low, right there at eye level. And then they want you to pick it up and hold it in your hand, because the chances are, if you pick that product up, you'll put it in your grocery cart rather than putting it back on the shelf. So the same concept goes, you want them to hold that product in their hand.